Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah, Halacha Yud Aleph, and the Oz Vazar Tzur Sadaf. It's on Tess Amud Beis near the top, and the article Tzur Sadaf is on Yud Amud Aleph. And today's Zaf sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Mem Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. And Moshe tells us, Bayas She Nifchas Vesikach Agabov. We mentioned this earlier in the Masechta. We have a house that was Nifchas, which means in the middle of the roof there's a hole. How did that happen? Well, there can be many reasons. Maybe a rocket had fallen through it. Baruch Hashem, no one was hurt, and they didn't use the insurance money yet to fix it. Now it's Sukkis, and they say, hey, we have a hole in our roof right over a dining room table. Maybe we should just put schach on top of it, and that's going to be our sukkah. So is it kosher or not? Mishnah tells us, im yesh bein hakos l'sikach arba amos, psula. If in between the wall of the house and the schach that's in the middle, there's four amos, so it's pasul. If there's less, it's not. We're going to explain a little more why that is. V'chein b'chatzar shimul kefes achsadra, it's the same exact thing with a chatzar, a courtyard, that's surrounded by an achsadra, which is like a portico. Basically, we have a large chatzar, a large courtyard, that around the entire edge of it, there's a roofed area over pillars or whatnot, and the middle of the chatzar is empty, and they put schach on top of that. It would be the same thing. If the roofed part is four amos, it's possible. If not, then it's okay. And lastly, sukkah gedayla shikifu adavar she'emisachem bay. If he has a large sukkah, just a regular sukkah, that he surrounded the entire edge of the sukkah with something that you're not allowed to use as schach here as well. Im yesh tachtav arba amos psula. If underneath it, meaning if underneath the pasul schach, there's four amos, so it's pasul. And the Gemara tells us Tanya Rebbi Ruchia teaches avir pasul paisel b'shleishet tefachim. Airspace, which is pasul. In other words, if there's just air in the sukkah without schach on it, so that pasul with three tefachim. Whereas schach pasul in a paisel al arba amos schach pasul. Only apostles with four amas. Now, Rabbi Yisrael says, "Afana nami tanin tartehain." We also learn both of these in a Mishnah. Number one, Avir apostle paisel b'shleishet tefachim, airspace apostles with just three tefachim. The tanin, we have a Mishnah that says we had this just before. Psula. If he distances the schach three tefachim off the walls, it's apostle. That's because we don't have lavud. And schach apostle ain't a paisel al barba amas. How do we know this? The tanin, the Mishnah just said, a house that has a hole in the roof and he puts schach on it. Psula. If in between the wall and the schach there's four amos, it's pasul. Mashma hapachs mikain kshera. That if it's less than four amos of pasul schach, it's kosher. Now the question is, maulishan tachtov. What about sleeping underneath this airspace of less than three tefachim? If it's more than three tefachim, so that pasul's the sukkah. But if it's less than three tefachim, it doesn't pasul the sukkah. The question is, could you sleep underneath that airspace? So as for Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, he responds as follows: Hare tit hanaruk, very liquidy mud that could be poured from one kli to another. Mashlim b'mikvah, it completes the shear of a mikvah. We know that the shear of a mikvah is 40 saw of water, and let's say we only have 39 saw of water and one saw is liquid mud, it's not a problem. It's like we have 40 saw, so it's mashal in the mikvah. However, ve'ein matbilin boy, he's not to be toivel in that mud. He has to make sure that when he's toivel, he's not in the mud. You don't want off on top of hacha here as well. Mashlim besukkah, less than three tefachim of airspace is mashlim in a sukkah, but v'asuli shantachtov, it's still usher to sleep underneath that less than three tefachim of airspace. Now Chizki Amar Chizki explains, why is it that less than four amos of schach pasul along the edge of the sukkah is okay and it's not a problem? That's because it looks like a bent wall. This is one of many dinim that we use for sukkah. It's called daifin akuma. We basically take the wall that's standing up straight and we connect it to the pasul schach and we view the entire wall as if it's bent coming all the way up until the kasher schach. And the reason why Chizke has to say that is because he holds a four tefachim of schach pasul pasuls in the middle of the sukkah. So for example, if you have a sukkah that has three walls and out of the middle wall you have a flat metal piece that's four tefachim wide that goes across the entire width of the sukkah, dividing it in half, so that's going to pasul the sukkah because we only have 1.5 walls on this side and 1.5 walls on that side due to the fact that this four tefachim of schach pasul is right in the middle. And therefore he has to explain the Mishnah that less than four amos of schach pasul on the side is okay. It must be because of daifin akuma, we so to speak bend the wall. Now Tanya Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Shaya also explains mipnei shinir skadaifin akuma, and Rabba quotes Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yechanan that also mipnei shinir skadaifin akuma, and Rav Zeira quotes Rabbi Yosef b'shem Kahana mipnei shinir skadaifin akuma. But now Amar Biyana Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yana asks Rabbi Yosi, v'lama leinan amrin mishum she'ain schach pasul paisel al barba ames. Why don't we just say that the reason why in our Mishnah the sukkah is kosher is because schach pasul doesn't pasul unless it's four amos? That's because they disagree with Chizkiya and they hold that anywhere in the sukkah, even in the middle, the only way to pasul it is if you have four amos of schach pasul. So there's no reason to explain our Mishnah that bais shenifchav sikach agabav is kosher is because of daifin akuma. You could just say it's less than four amos of schach pasul and that's why it's fine. I wouldn't have an answer to this. And moving on to halacha yud beis, the Mishnah tells us ha'isu kasei kamin tzrif. A person makes a sukkah, he builds it like a teepee. What's a teepee? So if you ever read books about Indians and you saw the pictures, so you know what a teepee is. That's basically when you take a bunch of sticks or branches or whatnot and you don't stand them up straight and put something on top of them, you just lean them all together. It kind of looks like a construction cone. So if he made his sukkah like that, there's a handy picture over here titled Aleph at the bottom of the page. Oh, he says the Mishnah, shesamcha l'kaisel, he leaned it against the wall. In camping terminology, this is called a lean-to. You basically take branches or whatnot and you just lean them against the wall, and that provides shelter. So Reb Lezer posels this, b'nei ein lagag, it doesn't have a roof. Basically, all you have here is walls, you don't have a roof. Whereas v'cham achshirin, l'cham kasher. Now, the reason why Reb Lezer posels is because he holds that oihel meshupa lo shmei oihel, that a slanted tent or a slanted covering is not considered a covering. So even if you took kasher schach and leaned it against the wall, and you want to try to count that as your schach, an oihel meshupa is lo shmei oihel. So it's not considered like it's an oihel, like it's on top of you. Whereas the chamim argue with him. Now, another din, and this is very relevant nowadays, machzelis kanim, what about a reed mat? And I would venture to say that the vast majority of Klal Yisrael uses such mats for their schach. The question is, are these kosher? What would the issue be? So as we've learned before, you're not allowed to be masakech with something that's makabel toma. Now, these mats were very often made l'shchiva, for sitting on, in the countries where they sit on the floor, often they sit on mats or whatnot. And so if it was made for shchiva, that means it's a kli and it could be makabel toma, and you're not allowed to use it as schach. So Mishnah tells us as follows, machzelis gdaila, a large mat, which mistama, if it's just made plain, is made to be schach. It's not made for sitting down. However, asal l'shchiva, if they did decide to make it for shchiva and not for schach, so mekabel as toma, it's mekabel toma ve'misachem ba, and it can't be used for schach. Now, what about a small mat, which when it's made stam, it's made l'shchiva? The Mishnah tells us, ulasikoch, if that small mat was made to be schach, so then misachem ba, one could use it as schach, ve'in mekabel as toma, and it's not mekabel toma. Now, Reb Lezer argues, and he says, achaz dov, achaz ketana, whether it's a large or small mat, the standard thought process when it's being made is that it's l'shchiva, and that's what the Mishnah tells us. Asal l'shchiva, if it's made for shchiva, mekabel as toma, it's mekabel toma, ve'misachem ba, one's not misachem with it. Whereas l'sikoch, if they had in mind dafka that it's meant to be schach, so misachem ba, ve'in mekabel as toma, one can be misachem with it, and it can't be mekabel toma. So the Gemara tells us regarding the first case of making a sukkah like a teepee or a lean-to, Maidu Reb Lezer l'chamim, Reb Lezer does agree l'chamim, she'im ha'isa nesuna al-arba avanim, she'ha'isa gavaya min aretz b'seach tefach, shikshera. That if this teepee, for example, was placed on four stones, and those stones lifted it off the floor, a tefach, that it is kosher. The way that we just read the Gemara is by taking out the word ay, it's really one sentence, and the reason why Reb Lezer would hold this kosher is because since we have a tefach of space, and as we mentioned previously, albeit very briefly, we did make note of it, that the minimum size oyel is a tefach, so over here it is considered an oyel, because he's a tefach off of the ground, and therefore would be kosher. Now, Tani, we have a braisa, ha'isu kasai ki base yar halvonain, if a person makes a sukkah like base yar halvonain, which is a term used to describe Shlomo Melech's palace, ksheira, it's kosher. Now, the question is, lemi netzercha, for who is this necessary? Why is this a chiddush? L'Reb Elazar, for Reb Elazar, as we explained Reb Elazar in our Mishnah, that he holds oyel meshupa, a slanted roof, is not considered an oyel, it's not considered a roof. Over here, he agrees, because how's this base yar halvonain? So if you take a look at our handy picture over here, labeled gimel, it's basically straight walls going up, and the top of the roof is just a bunch of triangles or jagged, however you want to describe that. And over here, he agrees 100%. It is considered a roof, because just like the previous case, where the roof is lifted off the ground, so over here as well, this is just like a regular roof, and therefore with the sukkah, it's perfectly fine. Now we're going to discuss the next case of the Mishnah with the mats. So Abba Bar Chana says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Machzalis Usha Shanu. Our Mishnah is referring to Machzalis called Usha. These were very soft mats, and that's what the whole Machloikas Reb Lezer Nacham is. Now Reb Lezer, he says, Stam Machzalis Usha, Tmeyos Ad Shiyasem Oilim. Standard Machzalis Usha, these soft mats, are Tamei unless he makes them Oilim. What does that mean they're Tamei? That means they're Tamei Mishkav. This is a very high level of Toma that happens when a Zav or a Zava sits on something. So these Stam mats would be Tamei because of this, due to the fact that they're meant for Shchiva. Ad Shiyasem Oilim, until he makes them Oilim, meaning until he has a Machshava, that they're not meant for sitting on, rather they're meant for an Oil, they're meant for Schach, then they're not Makabel Toma. And the other way around, Stam Machzalis Tveria, Tahiris, standard mats that are called Tveria mats, they're Tahar because they're very hard and they're not meant for sitting on, and therefore they're not Makabel Toma, that's because they're meant for Schach. Ad Shiyasem L'Shchiva, he has to actively make them for sitting on in order for them to be Makabel Toma. Now Yitzhak Bar Chakula says that Rav Shimon Barebi, Hirin Be'ilain, Al Pesach Chanuyos, Shein Tahiris. Rav Shimon Barebi paskind regarding the mats that hang at the entrance of stores, these are basically used as shades, that they're not Makabel Toma, they're Tahar, because they're meant to be used as window shades and not for sitting on. Now, Hirin Rav Imi, Aruga Tameya, Rav Imi paskind that a woven mat is Makabel Toma. The standard mats were braided, this one was woven, it's very smooth and it's meant for sitting on, and therefore it could be Makabel Toma. And the question is, Ma'ala Sakechba, what about using it as Schach? Would that be okay if it was just made stam with no intention in mind? Could we say that it's not meant for shchiva and therefore we're allowed to use it as schach because it's not a kli, so it's not makabel toma? And the answer is, you don't have a beis on top. Machlokes Reb Lezer chamim. That's the same machlokes Reb Lezer chamim in our Mishnah. Reb Yisrael Reb Lezer Hayri, Reb Yisrael Reb Lezer Paskin, Midaychek, if a person's in a pressured situation, lahatir rashim adanim losakech bahen, he could untie rashim adanim and use them as schach. Now this is referring to another type of mat, which actually seems like like it's most similar to the mats that we use. Basically, it was a bunch of straight reeds all lined up together, and just simply the two ends were tied together, and that way it was considered a mat. So he paskin that if you're in a pressure situation, you need schach, just untie one end of it. So now all those are just very flapping and they're very loose. You could use those as schach. Now the Gemara asks, Tanin, we have a mishnah that says, v'chein hamate rashim adanim tahira. Also, if a person has this mat that we just described and it became tameh, if he undoes the tie at one of the edges of the mat, so it's tahar. That's because it's completely dismantled. It's not considered a kli anymore, and therefore its tumah status falls off of it. Now, by the mishnah telling us this, that means that it's allowed to be done 100% l'chatchila. And so we see from here that when one end of this type of mat is untied, it's not considered a mat at all. And v'atamar hachin, you're saying this. You're saying that only midaychek, if a person's in a pressure situation, he could do this. Meaning, b'diavad, you could do it, but l'chatchila, don't do it. Why not do it l'chatchila? It's not considered a mat, so you should even be able to do it l'chatchila. And we don't have an answer to this question. Hajmalach parak sukkah. Malzor finishing the first parak of Masechet Sukkah. Just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Masechet Sukkah together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with a brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.